Thank you very much, Sarah. We have arrived at our last batch of news. We will have a mix of items to finish with, but first we'll hear that the Norwich Night Shelter project is fundraising to increase capacity. It is perhaps a bit of a contrast then to hear how the restaurant scene in Norwich is booming and that Norwich diner Zach's celebrates its 40th anniversary.
A fundraising campaign to extend a Norwich homeless shelter has been launched in a response to an increasing number of rough sleepers on the city's streets. The Bishop of Norwich, the Right Reverend Graham James, visited the Tesco store in Ipswich Road to start the ball rolling by collecting donations from shoppers. St Martin's Housing Trust, the charity that runs the Bishop Bridge House shelter in Gas Hill, is looking to raise £180,000 to provide accommodation to increase its capacity from 30 beds to 36. Bishop Graham said, "I'm glad to be doing all I can to support a charity that's very imaginative in the way it goes about doing its work. At Christmas, it's a very important thing to do because at Christmas you think about how important your home is." Derek Player, General Manager of St Martin's Housing Trust, said, "We're very pleased to have this bishop's support. I know in the House of Lords he takes an interest in housing issues, and I know he's always taken an interest in our activities as the city's homelessness charity." He said the shelter had seen a demand unmatched by previous years. He said, "We're seeing more people on the streets than we have for many, many years, and the reasons for that are complex, but they include people coming out of prison with nowhere else to go, the problem in the private rented sector, and also the introduction of universal credit. The situation hasn't been this challenging for many, many years."
Norwich's restaurant scene is booming, according to figures that show an increase in the number of bars and restaurants in the city over the past 2 years. The number of bars and restaurants rose from 485 in 2014 to 500 in 2015. The rise mirrors a national increase in the number of restaurants opening in towns and cities across the country. In 2015, Norwich had 1,328 food-related businesses, compared to 986 in Ipswich, 926 in Great Yarmouth, and 1,269 in Cambridge. Stefan Gurney, Executive Director of Norwich BID, said, "The increase in bars and restaurants reflected a change in people's habits. I think it's a good scene in Norwich," he said. "There's a change in ethos in the way that people use the city. It's much more about the experience."
A couple who had one of their first dates at Zach's iconic Norwich diner returned to help the restaurant chain celebrate 40 years in business. The event involved speeches, the launch of special Zach's balloons, and the cutting of a cake iced to look like a hamburger. In the run-up to the event, Zach's held a number of competitions and asked customers on social media to send in their memories of the restaurant over the past 40 years. And they were among 40 people who went to a party at Zach's Mousehole Diner to celebrate 40 years since the restaurant started out of a caravan in 1976, selling char-grilled chicken burgers wrapped in tinfoil. Over the past decades, the business has expanded with 4 restaurants in Norwich, Thetford and Poringland. Chris Carr, Chief Operating Officer, said, "It's amazing to think that Zach's has been around this long, but it really wouldn't have been possible without the continued support of the people who matter most to us, our customers. We love being part of the neighbourhoods we serve and are looking forward to being part of family life across the county for many years to come."
A school has bagged £12,000 to improve its outdoor learning area with a range of new features, including a pond and sensory garden. Sproston Community High School was awarded the money through the Tesco Bags of Help funding initiative this month. As part of the competition, shoppers were asked to vote in stores across the country for their favourite outdoor community projects. The school said the money will be used to pay for new accessible paths, a sensory garden and wildlife pond in its outdoor learning area. Malcolm Johnston, the school's community events manager, said, "We are absolutely thrilled to have secured the top award and would like to thank everyone who voted for our project."
A Norwich-based company could be using the food people leave on their plates or rubbish from landfill to drive a sea change in the manufacture of consumer goods such as mobile phone cases. Wearable Concepts, based at the Enterprise Centre at the University of East Anglia, is working on the development of a substance called graphene ox, which is extracted from methane and carbon dioxide. One of the best places for sourcing methane and carbon dioxide could be landfill sites, meaning rubbish will be put to good use. The firm has initially been making mobile phone cases, which have proven to be more scratch-resistant and stronger. David Cato, managing director, said, "Graphene is generally being produced in small quantities. We're the first to produce it in commercial quantities."
Doctors in Norwich have joined forces in an attempt to battle the unsustainable state of general practice in the city. The new alliance, named One Norwich, has been set up to offer more NHS services in the community and tackle the shortage of GPs in the area. It comprises 23 of the 24 GP practices in the city. Dr. Simon Cook of the Oak Street Medical Practice and the interim chairman of One Norwich described the new alliance as exciting. He said it will enable the GPs in the city to speak with one voice and means other NHS organisations won't have to liaise with 23 different surgeries.
An enterprise market has been held in Norwich city centre. Independent retailers and young enterprise scheme teams were selling their products outside the forum. Martin Blackwell, responsible for the market, said, "The key reason we wanted to do this teen market is because at this market we could have the next generation of shopkeepers of the city. I can see a great mix here of products and teams. I don't see why any of these retailers couldn't end up on the high street." Hilary Ledger, young enterprise manager for Norfolk, said, "We've got schools from across the city and further trading in this market. It's a great opportunity because it gives the teams the chance to meet the public and see their reaction to the products. Ultimately, it's really helpful for employability skills as it gives them a real insight."
A trio of Japanese photographers is the focus of the latest exhibition at the Sainsbury Centre for Visual Arts in Norwich. Masters of Japanese Photography runs until March. Montserrat Piz-Marcos, curator of the exhibition, said, "Masters of Japanese Photography offers an unmissable chance to discover the work of three living artists who have significantly impacted the development of contemporary Japanese photography. From Nobuoshi Araki's exuberant flowers to Aiko Hosei's lyrical portraits to Kikuji Kawada's unsettling skies, the 65 prints are said to provide a snapshot of the natural beauty and complex society of modern Japan. The Sainsbury Centre, which has a strong connection to Japan with its collections including Asian objects and artefacts, has collaborated with the Sainsbury Institute for the Study of Japanese Arts and Cultures to develop the exhibition. This latest art show is running alongside the Sainsbury Centre's Fiji Art and Life in the Pacific exhibition, which has attracted thousands of visitors since it opened in October and will run until February.